just anything will go. Isaiah chapter 5, I want to leave this thought with you. May not preach long. But I picked up a, as Don Rich preached a message on what did a little chicken see. And he read an article out of a paper to get his text or context or whatever to preach on. And I read something a few weeks back. I can't remember what it was, a newspaper or a book or what it was. And I laid it down. And a few days later, Brother Ostrich come to me what it was saying, so I want to try to leave a little thought with you. And Isaiah chapter 5, verse number 1. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it, gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. So now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall be pruned and not digged. But there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but beheld oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. Now I would say that just about fits our day today, what God has done through Christ for the church. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter number 11, the Bible says, therefore, verse 17, therefore say, thus saith the Lord, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered. I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abomination thereof from thence. And I will give them one heart. I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of the flesh. I will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abomination, I will recompense their way upon their own head, saith the Lord God. And now in Corinthians, First Corinthians, chapter number 2, just for two or three verses. Chapter 2, verse number 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, ne ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Amen. If correctly reading these few verses of Scriptures, I said, I don't remember whether it was a newspaper or whether it was a book or whether it was, I picked up and I read an article in it, and I just, when I got through with it, I laid it down. I believe I gave it to my wife, and maybe she read it. And I began to ask her, where was it at? And she said she didn't remember, but there was this woman in there, and man had a, some of y'all may have read it, had a daughter that was 13 year old. And she got on one of these jet skis, I guess you'd call it, get out on the backwater on her jet ski, and she had an accident and got killed. And they took her and carried her to the hospital, and they donated her organs to other people. And there was some elderly person somewhere was just right on the verge of death, and amen, and just had just a short time to live. And they took that young girl's heart out and took it and carried it and put it in that person. Amen. And they got mended, got up, got home, and got well, doing just fine. And the parents said they wanted to keep up with whoever got the parts of their daughter, wanted to keep up with them and see how they done. Amen. They found out where this lady was that got that heart, so they got on an airplane and flew to whatever state it was that she is in. I got there and got acquainted for a while. Amen. And talked for a while. Amen. And they said after a while they got them a stethoscope and let them listen to their daughter's heart beating inside of that woman's heart. And said both of them begin to cry and rejoice, and even though their daughter was dead, she did help somebody else. And I got to studying about that and studying about this. Amen. Our old heart, I've got it at the house. I don't know what any of y'all ever got it or not, but I got it somewhere. I heard Brother Lester Roloff was preaching, amen, on Dr. Law and Dr. Grace. Dr. Law looked in that heart and condemned it. But Dr. Grace done a surgery and took it out and put in a heart of love. Yeah. Amen. What I'm getting at right here, I wonder, Bible said there in Corinthians, amen, where, and who knows the things of God, I save the Spirit of God. I wonder right now, if God walk in, Mount Moriah Church, with a stethoscope, and walk around to my heart, and to your heart, I wonder what he'd hear. I wonder if he'd hear of the old heart of flesh. How would he hear of the new heart that God said he'd take out of that heart of stone and put in a new heart of flesh? I'm telling you, we're living in a generation that needs old time, Holy Ghost, a heart operation, take out that filthy, stinking, no good, wicked heart, and put in a heart of flesh. Amen. Don't you know that woman was tickled? how to get that young girl's heart.
Sure.
Thank God that she could get up and live a life. Hey, man, you look at the one that's tickled. I because God, I right down here. Ain't God done a surgery on me? Hey, man, took out that heart and put in a heart. Ain't God a blood and never left the scar. I bless His name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You might say, somebody might say, how do you know that you've been born again? The desires I come through that door with that morning when I went out, they was laying right there. Hallelujah. He put in a new heart. He came, my baby. I'm bragging on Jesus Christ. I'm not bragging on Mount Moriah Church. I'm bragging on Jesus. I sat down at the house a while ago reading or preaching to my wife. Amen. Out of 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 13, where we're talking about the tongues and talking about prophecy. Amen. If you'll read that, thank God, God. I said, if somebody come in unlearned and somebody start speaking in tongues, amen, they'd think they were mad. But God bless your heart. He said if they begin to prophesy, then the secrets of their heart would be revealed, and they would fall down on their face and say of a surety that God is in you. And God, you know what prophecy is? The book of Revelation has said the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. We need some more folk that'll brag on Jesus. I said Jesus. Brag on Him. He's the one. Thank God that does the job.
Amen.
Said at the house far ago, I do a right smart of preaching around the house. I told my wife about all these denominations we got today. Brother Oscar got some of them this morning. I was asking a man, I said, do you know where the wholeness denomination come from? He said, yes, sir, I sure do. It come out of John Wesley, out of the Methodist. John Wesley was one of the reformers. But there was a little crowd, just like a little crowd does now, got off by their self and got to claiming that second work of grace, amen, that they're talking about, and begin to speak in other tongues, broke off. Now that's where your wholeness come from. They come out of the Methodist, amen. I bless your heart. Amen. Somebody said, I hear them say, ain't one denomination, that's Baptist. I said, because John the Baptist was a Baptist, and he's ain't but one. God help us. When we get down to work, we've got to put our faith in one man on this earth, somebody beside Jesus. I hear the wholeness, folks. I say the wholeness in denomination comes from John the Baptist because he's the first holiness preacher. I tell you where holiness comes from. It comes from the Son. Amen. Not from no man. Let holiness earth. Holiness where you'll ever be. Holiness in you is for God to take out that rotten, no good for nothing heart and place a heart of flesh right here for His statutes, His commandments in your heart. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what gets it inside of
man. Amen. Amen.
That's the reason why he said you must be born again. You were born wrong the first time, so therefore you got to be rebirthed to get right. Boy, some of the stupidest things being taught today. Me and my wife were sitting down the other Friday night listening to the radio. Sometimes on a Friday night they put a man on, this is pretty good preaching. But they had this little pipsqueak that got on there and he got to preaching about Cain and Abel. And he had a little enough sense about him to say that Cain and Abel was twin brothers. You hear what I said? I said he had little enough sense to say that Cain and Abel was twin brothers. God help us. Amen. You can read that book all you want to. You can't find anything in there that even resembles how they are twin brothers.
Amen.
God help us. We just need an old time heart transplant. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I will take out. Now that's a promise. Have you got faith enough? Why anybody come to altar has got faith enough to believe God do it, they wouldn't come. The problem is people won't leave them alone till God does their work. I like what Brother Buster Mullen said. How that young lady, if they would come to the altar and begin to pray, somebody come down and go and help her. Amen. So he walked off and just slapped him and said, I would have slapped him harder, but God was watching. I tell you, some of these folks had to get down here and try to talk somebody. Ain't God and tell them they're saved. You know what they need? They need to get born again. Amen. You don't have to tell somebody, amen, when they get born again, they'll be the first one that knows it.
Amen.
Now, excuse me, I'm not going to get filthy, and I'm not going to get by, but talking somebody into being saved, and be like talking into walking into a delivery room at a hospital and talking a baby into this world. A baby being born is a supernatural act of God. A birth right here of a human being born again is a supernatural act of God.
Amen.
Easton, you could get saved by yourself right here. Nobody within 10 miles of this church. If God's calling you, you'll answer. You don't need nobody except the Holy Ghost convicting you, then you submitting and repenting and let Him perform the surgery to take out that heart and put in the heart of flesh.
Amen.
We just don't hear this kind of preaching no more. All you hear is help and wealth. I get so sick. I've been trying to get Oscar to do it and he won't do it. See if he can't get us that 15-minute broadcast down there. At the WCOB some week. I feel in prayer. One day, you go down there and you turn that thing on, 95% of them's got the wrong book.
Right.
Now let me put this in on you. Other Sunday mornings, some few Sunday mornings I didn't come, I said it to half. I turned the radio on. All will come up here and repent for getting mad. But that so-called Robert Purdy Bible class that comes on every Sunday morning,
hello,
I listen to him. And you talk about my blood pressure going up. Hey, man, he got on that talking about Abraham. Hey, man, how sorry he was. Hey, man, but sorry, no good for nothing thing. Run around on his wife and have another young one. I said, then he was sorry enough to run her off or hurt a young one off. And I said, boy, I mean, I've got heart. Hey, man, if you read the Word of God instead of that comic book, you'll find out when that slavery wanted to send him off, Abraham said, go ahead, do it. He wasn't to do anything against God. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, the God, I've never seen such a mess. Boy, if I got on that 15 minutes, I would tie some of that stuff up. If they'd let me for a few minutes, tell some of them suckers, they better get born again, get made a new creature, let God change him, come to the Word of God, and preach it just like it was. And I hear the great judge, Randall Cole. I said, it's been sitting here. I ain't scared of him. I had him on my face in Sunday school one Sunday morning. I know he was. He was on there running his mouth, and if he ever said one word that God said, I didn't see it. He had some kind of a book that me and him or nobody else couldn't understand. I wasn't saying anything about God. God help us. I read no station need. Where are them suicide bombers? When you need them. How to blow that thing away. God bless your heart. We need somebody. Ain't got no better shit. Thank God to get up and preach you much. I've been born again. Supernatural work of God. I get in the heart of a sinner. I take out that heart of stone. Thank God put a new heart in you. Hallelujah. Change your nature. Change your look. Change your outlook. Change your outlook. Change everything about you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God help us. I'm getting sick and tired of this mess going on. That may be the reason why the Lord shut me down. Brother Milker said, what? He said, save your life. He told me that other day on the phone. I said, I wish the Lord turned me loose and let me preach again. He said, you might all be thankful. I said, he's probably saving your life. Amen. I told him, I said, I wish I could get loose and feel like one Sunday and be with you at church. He said, I wish you'd come up here. Amen. He said, I'd like for my folks to hear something. Hallelujah. It's time that we preach Jesus. Amen. Quit talking about Alabama. Thank God in Auburn. And start talking about Jesus Christ and the new birth.
Amen.
Who knows the deep things of God? Nobody save the Spirit of God.
Right.
I sit in there in my mind. Trying to think, had to been lost that little 13-year-old girl. You know, that was hard.
Sure.
But when they took that heart out of her, that woman had done, could put it in. She'd done got to where she couldn't eat, just having the force fever. She was just fixing to die. And they flew that heart to her and put it in her. And I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever how long it took. But to get old, she got up and got back home. They kept cars running a little. And she said, I feel like they're coming over. And so they went over there and sat down and talked and weeped and hugged on each other. And said, they got a stethoscope. And got up there and looked at that little girl's heartbeat. Hey, man, I thought about God. If he could walk through the church, I would hear stethoscope.
Yeah.
I wonder how, what kind of a racket he'd hear in my chest. What kind of a racket would he hear in your chest? Would he hear one of love? Would he hear one of all you want to talk about? His pigskin. Hey, man, the only thing I've ever I paid skin good for her. I was a grease of frying pan.
Amen.
I bless your heart. I said, love not this world. Neither the things of the world. He says you do. I love the Father. He is not in you.
Bless the Lord.
Now you see the reason why I stay at home now.
Preach.
We need a heart transplant.
Amen.
I got a motorcycle went up the road a while ago. That would help that fellow if he had a heart transplant.
Sure.
I don't know whether y'all ever studied about it or not. Every time I come here to church, I hear them cars pass up down the road. Lord, they need a heart transplant. Lord, they need a heart transplant. Help us, Lord. Now, God said He would do it.
Sure He did.
He said, I'll take out that heart of stone. And I'll put in a heart of flesh. You know where that's the issues of your life is from your heart?
Yes, sir. That's what the book says.
I'll give you something to look up. You got your Bible? Turn to Psalms chapter 5 and look at verse 5. Now that's what God said.
Yeah.
I was talking to Brother Milby the other day on the phone. Me and him was talking about Bible said people say God loves everybody. Just like God loves. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 5. Don, would you stand up and read it when you find it?
The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity.
Thou hatest the workers of iniquity.
Right.
Now His love is for the whole world.
Right.
But Romans chapter 1, you keep on, Proverbs chapter 1, you keep stiffening your neck. You keep hardening your heart. Then God said, the day will come when I will laugh at you. I will mock you when your fear come upon you. Romans chapter number 1, He said, I will give them up. I will give them up. I will turn them over. He said, I will send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie and be damned. You just keep walking, keep trumping, and keep pressing the love of God down, and Him will deal it with you. He will cut you off.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm glad. Boy, I could shout. If I could run, I'd run all the way to the house and let the wife drive the car. Just to think about He didn't give up on something that sucked. As we were talking about a while ago, that day that tractor come off in that catch basin hole over at Rome, Georgia. And me and old Joe was down there. He was deep in there, probably what, 15 foot deep. And he'd come up there to dump that, and the brake pedal broke. And here that tractor come right off in there. He went one side, and I went up the other. And you know what? If that thing had come in on me that day, I'd have been in hell tonight.
Whoa.
Just as sure as I'm standing here. You thank me. Oh, hallelujah. Take the mercy He showed.
Yeah.
Right there in that hole. I bless your heart. I don't want you to know me now. God bless your heart. Thank God I got a hope. If He does, because I've got that heart transplant. How does God promise? He gave it to me.
Yes.
And God promised it to me.
Yes,
so I just heard some of that. War out in body. Amen. This world is failing to hear the new birth priest. You know that's what Jesus said.
Right.
He didn't just say, He didn't suggest it. Amen. He said, you must.
Right.
be born again. Amen. Nicodemus said, how can this be? Me being an old man, enter the second time into my mother's womb and be born again. He said, you being a ruler of the Jews, you don't understand this. Hallelujah. Thank God, Jesus, I was talking about old. Had Nicodemus' nature had to be crucified? Have then God take out that heart of stone? Have put in a new heart? Hallelujah! And he would walk a different way. You know, I could preach for a while right now on that prophecy. You know, I testified about what Jesus done. I preached it one time down in Birmingham. I done that brother Roper's church. I was talking about them there praying that fell up for dead. I preached it down there one time about them four that brought Jesus. I mean, he brought that man to Jesus. And I named all four of them. I bless your heart. I can just about picture come up that man and tell him, testify and say, I met Jesus, oh, you're not blind, and you open my eyes. If we can get you over there, you can get to where you can see it. I doubt it. Amen. Come maybe here, come. I want something else. What's wrong with him? And God said, yeah, he helped heal me. Let's get you over there. I doubt it. I got down to the third, and he said that. I was named the fourth and his own Lazarus. I said, Lazarus walked up. Did you see me? I said, I was once dead. I was in the tomb. I was there 4 days. And Jesus called my name. And I come out. I'll tell you, he can make you whole. Old boy Mel said, let's go. Hallelujah. You know what we're failing to do? Is to tell people what Jesus has done for us.
Yes, sir.
I'll push right there. He's about all my preaching on that. The bodies give out. But who knows the deep things of God? Nobody but the Spirit of God. When you lay down on your bed at night, what goes through your mind? Would you mind if God put a stethoscope on you and listened to what your heart was saying? That'd put us all in a tight place. God knows your thoughts are far off. He said he knows it's my uprising. He knows my sitting down. He knows my thoughts are far off. I don't know nothing about you. But God does.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Brother Oscar, it's yours.